KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.
Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for to be mostly sunny and windy with a high of 62, winds south of 15 to 25. Fair to partly cloudy tonight, low of 42, and partly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 66. In the news, Iowans submitted nominations between February 15th and March 15th to kick off the quest to find the best burger in the state. Nominations were accepted online by the Iowa Beef Industry Council and the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. The number of votes each restaurant received determined the 2021 top 10 restaurants. The restaurants making the top 10 list include, in our area, Troy's Bar and Grill in Erling. The other restaurants, which you can find in the same story on our news page at KJN.com, are in Wilton, Ossian, Pella, Fairfield, Dubuque, Newton, Toledo, and Cedar Rapids. In order to qualify, the burger must be a 100% real beef patty served on a bun or a bread product, and burgers may include any combination of condiments, sauces, cheese, or toppings. Kylie Peterson, Director of Marketing for the Iowa Beef Industry Council, said, after a challenging year for Iowa's restaurant industry, it was refreshing to see Iowans rally behind their favorite local burger joint. In total, she says, we had more than 200 towns represented across Iowa that were nominated, which proves that there's a lot of great-tasting burgers all across the state. Seven of the top 10 restaurants are new qualifiers, and returning contestants include, as mentioned, Troy's Bar and Grill. The quest for the winner of the best burger in Iowa will now begin. Those top 10 restaurants will be visited by a panel of anonymous judges who will evaluate the burgers based on taste, appearance, and proper doneness, or 160 degrees Fahrenheit. The judges' scores and documents will be accumulated, and the winner will be announced May the 3rd in time to kick off a May Beef Month. Peterson says that this year's top 10 restaurants are award-winning worthy, but they are only a few of the many restaurants in Iowa that do an outstanding job of promoting and serving our beef products to their customers on behalf of Iowa's beef farmers. With spring upon us, she says, I challenge Iowans to rally their support behind restaurant owners and Iowa beef farmers by choosing to order a beef burger one additional time per week. Well, the American Legion Memorial Building, or the Armory as it's known, here at Atlantic, has served as the home for the National Guard soldiers, and in its later years as a museum for military memorabilia, military library, the Atlantic History Center, Memorial Hall, and Meetings and Program Center. The nearly 100-year-old building is owned by ARISE, a nonprofit group, Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise. All those years of service have taken its toll on the building, despite remodeling and upgrades. ARISE has helped to pay for repairs and upgrades, including parking lot improvements, but the old building is showing its age. ARISE President Steve Livingood says the unique roof it has is leaking and is in dire need of repair.
You know, people say, well, you're going to put a new roof on. What is that, like three bundles of shingles and a coil nailer? No. This roof is huge. It is a flat roof. It's a sloped roof. It's a barrel roof. It has everything except shingles. It's a very unique roof, part due to the structure of the building and part because the age, I think. They don't do them like that anymore. So very, very unique challenges we have.
The roof used to be hot asphalt, he says, with hot tar commonly used for repairs. At one point, though, foam was installed over the asphalt, complicating matters.
Kind of a little bit of insulation and it's supposed to seal and everything else. I wouldn't have voted for that. But that is kind of makes it rather difficult because you can't really put anything over the top of the foam. So now we have to take the foam off, get down to where the asphalt was leaking or the tar was leaking, fix that, and then put a rubber roof over the top of it. Very challenging.
A local company has agreed to take on the task of replacing the roof, but it won't come cheap.
The cost is a lot of it's the teardown. What do we got to do to make it so we can put a roof on it? How much roof do we need because it's such a huge roof? And, of course, it's, you know, three stories tall, so that doesn't make anything any easier either. So pretty expensive.
It's expected to cost at least $65,000. Other work is required for maintenance of the building as well, and Livingood said various organizations are working to fundraise for those repairs.
We have the American Legion. It's got their name on the front of it. So they're doing it. We have 4-H clubs doing it. We have a lot of community groups doing it. So you don't have to just do it yourself. On the other hand, if you want to do it yourself, you can do that also. Seek out one of those guys or just answer the door when they knock on the door. Or you can just send us money if you want to do that. Of course, we have the dog tags in effect. So if you have a dog tag, we can credit that toward it. If you do at least $50, we'll do the dog tag thing too. Send us a check. Our address is P.O. Box 1, Atlantic, 522, zip code here. You want to mail it to ARISE, make the check out to ARISE.
and work on the project is expected to start soon. If you haven't been to the Armory before or want to see what's new, you can take a virtual tour this Sunday, March 21st, beginning at 1 o'clock. Steve Livengood will lead the video tour, beginning with the history of the building. You can stay home, put your feet up, get comfortable, and link to Zoom. You'll find that Zoom link on riseatlantic.org or Facebook, Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise. After Sunday, the tour program will be available to view on the web and or Facebook pages. The American Legion Memorial Building, as well as the Rock Island Depot in town, the old trade station, are owned by Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, a nonprofit organization, as I mentioned. Their mission is to serve the Southwest Iowa community. While hydrologists predict an average flood risk in much of the Missouri River Basin this spring, in large part due to dry conditions, as much of the region is experiencing moderate to severe drought. Brian Fuchs, a climatologist with the National Drought Mitigation Center, says soils in the basin are dry and have a lot of room to take in water from rain and melting snow, which lowers the flood risk.
Think of them as a big sponge, that when they are dry and there's room in that profile for moisture to get in, any type of rain that hits them is going to get soaked in.
Parts of northwest Iowa are shown to be in severe and extreme drought in this week's map from the U.S. Drought Monitor. Fuchs said the ground will be able to take in moisture from the runoff, but if those soils aren't replenished, plants aren't going to have the moisture deep enough in the soil to tap into and to grow.
It's kind of a balancing game of getting that moisture into the soil so plants can utilize it if it does get dry and drought starts developing. And if you don't have that, what you end up seeing is the impact of that drought really taking off more so in a hurry than if that moisture was there.
Fuchs said he expects the drought to persist in the high plains through June. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, is predicting no major flooding across the country for the first time in 3 years. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.